We welcome in Mark Woods, candidate for North Platte City Council. Mr. Woods, it's a little chilly out there, but a nice cool start to the Thursday, I would say.
I love it.
Me too.
Great.
Especially after the warm temperatures we've been blessed with here the past several days.
Yeah, makes working hard.
Oh, my goodness. But at least the wind's kept us a little cool and kept us from sweating too much. Just blows it right on off. So.
Yep. Beautiful working weather.
Now, again, Mark Woods joining us here with paid political advertising to discuss his candidacy for North Platte City Council. So, Mr. Woods, for those that haven't heard us chat before, tell us what inspired you to run for North Platte City Council?
Well, just the situation we're in now with our loss of people, our, you know, kind of stagnant growth and all of that. There's talk of housing, and which I don't agree. You know, I don't agree that housing comes first. You know, we got to get jobs here. I'm focused on jobs. We have to get jobs, and then housing follows. I mean, in my years of, I've been in construction most of my life, and that's just the way it goes. And I hear talk of building houses over here. Well, I've been thinking, you know, the north side, Ward 4, there's a lot of empty land out there. And this town could use some starter homes for young couples that are just getting started, you know, in the 120, 150 range. And I don't know why nobody's ever thought of that. The north side would be a good place to go to do that. I'd like to get people who own land over there to get a hold of me. I'd like to get a whole list of every property that's available for development. And I've got a lot to learn about how development's done in this town, but I would like to take it to the proper committees and
proper
like
channels.
DEBCO and all that and the chamber and, you know, promote the north side for development.
Oh, yeah, I agree. I think that you bring up some very good points there, and in particular talking about the ward that you would serve, Ward 4, right?
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's great. I think, and obviously, too, you mentioned your many years are in construction, so you understand quite a bit about the housing environment, not to mention you yourself are a landlord also.
So, yeah, so I think I know a little bit about this.
You do. I would say that you're more intelligent than the average person about it.
Well,
because
I should
You have a lot of inner workings with it.
Yes, I've been in the rental business for about 20 years now, and I've been in construction
a lifetime.
Pretty much most of my life.
Yes,
for some reason, that's what I gravitated towards. I like building things.
And working with your hands must be appealing, too, or else you wouldn't get
the I like that, too. So, for some reason, I don't know if it's a blessing or a curse, but I love hard labor.
Well, hey, that should be appealing to some potential voters this election season, too, because let's be honest, our city councilmen, our elected officials, they're not always doing the hard, intensive labor the construction workers do, but it's not always a walk in the park either.
No, it'll be a shift. I'll get to use my brain more, and, and that's just as taxing, if not even more. But, yeah, I'll have the time to spend because it takes a lot of time.
I mean,
it's to do the job well. I've seen some of the stuff they have to go through, and that's one thing that they're the city councilmen are at a disadvantage. They don't get their information quick enough that they can actually, I mean, you read the packet you get, but then you're going to have questions. You're going to want to investigate some things. And if you don't have, you know, a lot of them still work.
Yep.
I mean, I understand that. There's only so much time in a day. They could use a little more time, you know, to investigate things and actually have a more informed opinion.
Well, I think you bring up a very good point with, the men and potentially the women that we may have on city council. These are individuals that they work full time still. They have outside interests. They have families. So, and it's a tough balancing act juggling all of that and, you know, taking on your role as a city father or potentially a city mother for a young lady we have running for the office. But and then on top of it, you have your day-to-day life that still is out there. So it's a tough balancing act. But you've mentioned before, Mark, that you will have the time available because you are entering some retirement stages.
Yes, I will. My full-time flooring business is will disappear. Thank God. I loved it, but I've been doing it for 40 years, and I'm ready
for retirement.
And the rental business will be transitioning to where I'll be subbing out most of the work now. I won't be doing it myself anymore.
Well, and a lot of people know that being a landlord, yes, is a commitment, but it's not always a huge time commitment.
So. No, it's not. It's one of those things where you'll have a burst of activity, but, you know, it doesn't take that much time once you get them up and running. And you have good tenants.
That's what makes the world
secret.
Of a difference.
Then things go smooth and you're good.
So now, Mark, recapping the election and previewing a little bit here of the upcoming November election. Back in the election a few months ago, it was a big victory for you. Of course, North Platte City Council Ward 4 is in which Mark is running. Ward 4, the incumbent, Mr. Lawrence Ostendorf, the current councilman, receiving 320 votes. And then there was another individual on the ballot, and then Mark was on the ballot as well with 440 votes. So take us through that, Mark. What did it feel like to be not only one of the top two vote-getters, but the top vote-getter against an incumbent?
It was quite an honor to me that so many people voted for me. Mm-hmm. You know, I figure I'm just a guy, I go out and do my job. I didn't really think anybody knew me. People kept telling me, no, Mark, everybody knows you. And I still don't believe that. Mm-hmm. But my constituents, if I'm elected, they can get a hold of me anytime. I want them to. I need to hear their input to represent them honestly. But I was thrilled that, you know, I thought, well, maybe there is a chance I can win. So
well, and it's kind of complicated when you talk about the city of North Platte, because you say your constituents, which would be Ward 4, but at the same time, our city councilmen serve the entire city, too. So I'm sure that you would welcome any calls from any citizens of North Platte.
Oh, yeah, I don't have a problem with that. I mean, even though I represent Ward 4, I do also represent the city.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's a balancing act.
Yeah, to do what's best for the city. I hope I don't ever have to vote against what my constituents want, because I feel it's better for the city.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I guess I would if it came to that.
Sure.
I don't think it will, because really, if it's good for the city, it's probably good for everybody.
I would say more than likely, if it's good for the city of North Platte, that includes being beneficial for Ward 4.
Yes. So we're a part of the city, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Of course, Ward 4, primary the north side of North Platte, our current city councilman that you're running against, Lawrence Ostendorf, of course, and then Ed Riker currently holding a seat there for Ward 4 as well. So tell us, do you have any other, we know that you have some sort of relationship with Ed, and that would be a good working relationship, it sounds like, both of you serving the 4th Ward, but do you have any other relationships with any of our city councilmen so far?
I know Ty a little bit. For years, I did work for his dad at Swan's Furniture.
Oh, sure, sure.
And I actually did Ty's house at one point in time. And I really like Ty. I've talked with Jim Nisley a little bit, and I've talked with Lawrence. I like Lawrence. He's a nice gentleman.
And you mentioned off the air to me, and I hope you don't mind bringing this up, but you mentioned that when you filed to run for City Council Ward 4, Lawrence was the first individual that you called.
Yeah, it was kind of odd. I'd been at a planning commission meeting, and Lawrence is always there, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sat there, and I talked to him. You know, we talked all night in between things. And then, right after that, I went and filed. So I called him immediately. I didn't want him to hear about it.
Sure.
On the
Through
news.
The grapevine.
And just told him, basically that we'd run a good campaign, and I know him. He's not, you know, we'll talk about our ideas. I like Lawrence, and there's just some things we look at differently.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
It gives citizens of North Platte and citizens of Ward 4 an option. And I'm an individual that personally, I love having the options. I think that it's a blessing when we have options presented to us as voters.
I do too, because it stimulates your ideas and makes you look at your viewpoints. I'll tell you, mostly, like I read a lot of, you know, magazines and stuff, and mostly I read liberal stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm a very conservative man, but, you know, I know that. But I like to read the other side, because sometimes they'll make a good turn, and, you know, it just makes you think.
Mm-hmm.
And if you aren't thinking, I guess you're dead.
Well, exactly. So what I feel what you're saying, Mark, is that you can look at things from another perspective, and even though you might not agree with that perspective, there can be times, not all the time, but times where you can say, I kind of can see where this individual's coming from. I disagree, but I see where they're coming from.
Yeah. I can usually make the argument on both sides. I mean, there's usually a good argument on both sides. It's, you know, but because of what you've learned and what you believe, you know, you're more prone to think, no, this will be the better method.
Yeah,
though.
Gravitate towards this area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but that doesn't mean the other guy's wrong, per se.
No. And what I'm hearing you say, too, is you can play devil's advocate a little bit. And that's kind of the job of our elected officials to do sometimes, especially our city council members.
It is. It helps you look at the issue better if you can look at it from both sides. Because mm-hmm. a lot of times, you know, you need a lot of different ideas to solve a problem, and maybe this guy who you don't agree with that much, he has one little kernel of an idea that, yeah, that is a good idea and that will work. It'll go good with this thing, I believe. And you just got to bring it all together and try to come up with a solution that's best, easiest. I believe in simple.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the government always talks about complex problems and, oh, we need this 4,000-page bill to solve it. And, you know, I think generally simple is best.
Sometimes less
yes,
is more.
Less is more.
So I agree with you. Again, we have Mark Woods joining us, candidate for North Platte City Council. Ward 4 is the area that Mark will represent if elected. So, Mark, if there's Ward 4 voters out there that they want to pick your brain a little bit, talk to you about why they should vote for you this coming election, or maybe there's anybody in the entire city that wants to get additional information about you and your candidacy, how can they do so?
Well, you can get a hold. I'd be happy to talk to anybody. You know, everybody's got a good idea. But my phone number is 534-5458. Now, during the day, you're probably not going to catch me, but you can leave a message, and I'll get back to you as quick as I can. Or you can call in the evening. My email address is mtwoods52@gmail.com. And then there's a Facebook page, MT Woods. I'm not real big on that kind of stuff. I'd rather talk to you.
Sure, sure. Well, but the Facebook could potentially be a good way to arrange a sit down and engage in some conversation over a cup of coffee, potentially.
Yes, that's okay, because eventually I'd rather talk to you face to face.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's the way the business should be done.
Yes, it's just easier that way.
And you mentioned, obviously, during the day there are some time restraints for you, but just to verify again for the voters here in North Platte, those time restraints would be relieved by the time that you would be sworn in as a city councilman if elected to serve Ward 4.
Yes, I will have the time to do what I need to do for the city of North Platte.
Because that retirement is quickly approaching. Do you have a countdown yet, Mark?
Oh, because of the virus, it's still on hold, but all the contractors are back on my last job now, so I'm much happier now.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm thinking by August. I'm hoping by the end of September.
Okay. So we're not quite counting down the days yet, but hopefully as we get closer, there might be a countdown.
Yes. If I know, I'll let you know. Because I will be counting it down.
As you should. Mark, anything else you'd like to add this morning, sir?
You know, I'm headed down to Denver today to visit my mom. This is about COVID-19.
Oh, sure.
She's in an assisted living, and they locked it down when this happened. And not only did they lock it down, but they put all the patients, well, not, they're not patients.
The residents,
in isolation. They wouldn't even let them talk to each other. Well, during that time, she's had a stroke.
Oh, my.
Now, we get to go see her, they've arranged so we decide we can't touch her, but at least there won't be anything between her because they're moving her to a memory ward. Because during this time, and I'm sure the isolation has a lot to do with this, I mean, she's 92, and yes, you know, she was slipping, but it's gotten worse. And then I have a very good friend who needed elective surgery in March, and they canceled it. It wasn't life-threatening, but the quality of life has gone down, and the problem has gotten worse over this time. And yet the hospitals were not full, and they were laying off doctors and nurses. I think we've gone way overboard on this. And what scares me most is that as a nation, we just rolled over when they told us we had to shut down our businesses and stay home and do nothing.
Belly up.
Yeah, we just rolled over and said, okay, which is not the America I know. And if, you know, and now we're opening up. That's great. We're not, I mean, yeah, we're having some spikes. You know, here in Lincoln County, we have over 34,000 people. At the present time, we have, it's six or seven active cases.
Single-digit active cases right now.
Which is some minuscule percentage, less than 1%. It's probably in the thousandths of a percent.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, we keep people from working, and the government is shoveling money at us that we don't have. This has got to stop. It's a sickness. When you read the papers, they make it sound like if you get sick, you're going to die.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm a believer in the herd immunity. Mm-hmm. Our children, I think, should have been left in school. If there was a teach, you know, I get it. The older population with health conditions, yes, they
yep.
should have been protected.
Absolutely.
I'm almost 66. I go everywhere. I don't use hand sanitizer. I probably shouldn't be saying this. I do nothing. Where I work, I do take my temperature and I follow the
sure.
things. I went and got tested
mm-hmm. oh, good.
The other day to good. See if I have it, which, well, I haven't got the results yet, but I'm, I feel fine, and I didn't do it because I thought I had it.
Yeah.
I thought I was getting the antigen test so I could tell people, hey, I've already had it, because I think I have,
mm-hmm.
back in November, mm-hmm. December. But
and I think you bring up some very good points, Mark. I really do. I agree with a lot of what you're saying, because I think, yes, our those with underlying health conditions and those that are in the elderly population, I think, yeah, they probably needed to be, you know, kind of tucked away a little bit. But
yes.
Gentlemen like you and I, we're healthy individuals. You know, I don't think we need to be tucked away like that.
No, I still shake hands.
Yep.
With anybody who doesn't shy away from me.
And I think for guys like me and for you, and I don't, there's a lot of conspiracies out there on the virus. And
yeah.
I think that there's a lot of fear with the virus, and people are saying it's built up to be a lot worse than what it is.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm not afraid of the virus by any means, but I have noticed, and I've noticed, I've done this at the beginning of every flu season, I notice I start to do the increased sanitizing, there we go. And, you know, that's simple things like that, you know.
Yeah.
Just simple washing the hands a little extra, dap on a little hand sanitizer, simple things like that. It's not going to solve the problem, but it doesn't hurt, so.
No, I have nothing against yeah. people doing what they what makes them comfortable?
Yeah.
I was raised by a Marine.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you have a mission in life and you go do it. You don't let anything stand in your way.
No, I agree. Fear is fear itself.
Yeah. So.
Absolutely. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Yeah. So. I really think there's more people who have already had it,
mm-hmm.
didn't even know it.
I would probably
and
agree.
They're saying we're getting a rise, which, well, we're doing more testing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you're going to have more people who have had it.
Yep, absolutely.
So, yeah, I just think we went way overboard at the start. I think business, I just don't believe the government has the right to shut down our businesses.
Yeah.
I mean, if it got really bad, then we could have looked at doing some of that
sure.
stuff. But I don't know. I hope we don't roll over if they try to do it again.
I would agree. I would agree. Now, Mark, we do have to wrap up. We are due for a news break, but we'll see you again here in 2 weeks, sir.
Okay.
Thank you for the time. It's always good to talk to you.
Oh, thank you. I enjoyed it.
More coming up on Mugs of the Morning after a check of news.